there. Is there any significance to loving what you would love and enjoying what you enjoy and just stopping to smell the roses? And maybe it's the smell of that auto-brewed coffee coming up from the kitchen in the morning. Who doesn't love that? Or if you remember when I would wake up in my grandmother's house, she had a percolator. So you'd hear the percolating and you'd smell the coffee. It's like, oh my God, what a great trigger to just love on that memory. Or even sticking your feet in the sand on a beach you haven't been to in a while. And I used to live on Nantucket, and now I live in the mountains of Colorado. And when I got to that beach, it felt so good to stick my feet back in the sand again and listen to the sounds of the waves and the ocean on the shore. And something I really love is watching my beloved dogs do their first downward dog and big yawn of the morning. Or one other thing I really, really love is going to every florist or floral department in the grocery store in town to find the perfect stems for my next floral arrangement. Well, Mios Splendidos, it has a significant rippling effect in consciousness when you do love on what you love and enjoy what you enjoy. In today's 1001 Ways to Being of Higher Consciousness episode, we're going to take a look at the calibration of, or maybe better understood, the energy or magnetic attractive field of the statement from one of the community members at consciousnesscalibrations.com that was wondering, what does the statement, what we like or enjoy is significant and spiritually valid, what's the energy or the truth of that? What's the level of consciousness of that? That's this month's 1001 Ways to Being of Higher Consciousness episode called Embracing What You Love, The Proven Power of Personal Preferences. But before I get into today's topic, my name is Liz Garcia. I'm your happy host of your weekly dose of higher consciousness and the founder and editor-in-chief of the MindBodySpiritNetwork.com, which brings you this podcast. Now, my intention with these 1001 Ways episodes is to introduce you to higher forms of being so you can align yourself and your energy fields with higher consciousness and what you really intend for your life. And I know consciousness is like an abstract word, so really I just want you to get that it's just energy. We're talking about energy here. Everything in consciousness that ever was and is can be measured as to the types of energy or the level of consciousness that's being emitted from it, whether it's a thought, a statement like we're looking at today, you or me, Debbie Downer or Susie Sunshine. All of those types of ways of being are measurable. And you don't need 1001 ways to be of higher consciousness. This is not an exercise in perfectionism and being all of them. You don't have to. But when you start to align with it, you're going to come into alignment with many ways of being of higher consciousness. And I just want to introduce you to what they are so that you can choose, based on calibrations, what you'd like to align with. Now, according to Dr. David R. Hawkins, and consciousness research, which, by the way, is what all of these episodes are based on, his research. When you choose one way of being that is of higher consciousness and you apply it diligently and consistently, just one way of being is powerful enough to shift your entire life's trajectory. And let me just put this into further context. Dr. Hawkins came into this world, according to consciousnesscalibrations.com, at 450 on the map, which is the energy field of the intellect, science and math, and he became a renowned psychiatrist, doctor of medicine, psychiatric medicine, and a researcher into consciousness. When he left, and his go-to way of being was to be kind, which is the energy of 225. It's not the energy of a saint. It's not the energy of Jesus Christ and the Buddha. So, and he used that as his go-to. He's like, his go-to recommendation is to be kind to every living thing. And Dr. Hawkins left this world at 1,000 on the map of consciousness, which is the same level of consciousness as Jesus Christ and the Buddha. That's 10 to the 1,000th power. So he elevated his consciousness from 450, 10 to the 450th, to 10 to the 1,000th power. And he applied this kindness thing pretty regularly, among many other things that he did and contributed to this world. So in any event, anything above 600 on the map of consciousness is the land of, it's a radical pursuit of enlightenment, which is what Dr. Hawkins came here to be. So you don't have to be that to enjoy life and align with higher consciousness, be happy, healthy, wealthy, and wise. You do not have to do that. Which is why I'd like to introduce you to these other ways of being so you can find one that you're already aligned with and it's easy for you. You can just decide, oh, I'm going to stick with this one. This works. So let's get started with today's episode on this topic of liking or enjoying what you like is proven to be significant and spiritually valid in consciousness. So let's get started. Now, if you're new to this podcast, I'm going to be throwing a bunch of numbers at you. And they are calibrations of energy fields in consciousness. That's all they are. And it's based on Dr. Hawkins' map of consciousness. Actually, today's is based on the map of spiritual progress, which is still, that is based on Dr. Hawkins' map of consciousness. But they're just measurements of energy and energy fields. And the map of consciousness and scale of human consciousness is vast. And it's, the scale is 0 to 1,000. And on the map of spiritual progress, it's 0 to 850. But they both have 200 as the gateway to higher consciousness. Anything below 200 is lower consciousness. Anything above 200, at 200 and above, is upward lifting, higher consciousness, constructive, positively oriented energy fields. So, we're going to, today's calibration comes from consciousnesscalibrations.com, and the statement, what we like or enjoy is significant and spiritually valid, calibrates as true at a high level of consciousness of 420, and these are logarithmic numbers, so it's 10 to the 420th power, versus, let's say, 200, which is the gateway to higher consciousness, is 10 to the 200th power on the map of consciousness. So these are significant numbers, and the scale of human consciousness is vast when you know what, if you remember logs from, you know, high school, learning about logs, 10 to the 200th power versus 10 to the 420th power. That's a huge leap in power, truth, and consciousness. So 420 is the land of the mind. And this is the land of reason and rationality, science and math and medicine, and genius level people throughout history. And at this level, I want to encourage you to really embrace liking what you like and enjoying what you enjoy. And men, I know you love your sports, especially football. And I'm like, I want to encourage you to keep loving on that and appreciating the players and the coaches and the action and all the fun that's going on there. And I love football as well, but I really like learning, you know, listening about the players and watching the players. And I personally love napping in the sun while listening to the roar of the crowd when a football game is on TV, especially like college football. The energy of college football is pretty exciting, the spirit there. So this statement, what we like or enjoy is significant and spiritually valid. I want you to embrace that. And you don't have to like and enjoy everything. Just stick to what you already love, like, or enjoy now. So during these episodes, I like to share other things that are swimming around in this pool of 420. This level of consciousness known as 420 is a magnetic attractor field. So when you're living on stuff like this, you're becoming a magnet for more energy at this level, which is super high. I mean, this is going to fuel like your physical body, your emotional well-being, your mental well-being, all of it is affected by this high level attractor field at 420. So there are other things when, you know, as a member of consciousnesscalibrations.com, I'm a paid member and I pay for it because I understand how significant what Brian Gibbs is doing in this community, providing calibrations for us and honoring requests. When you're a paid member, you can request calibrations that are general enough that'll serve the whole community. And you can search on other things at the level of consciousness of 420 as an example. So there's two other things that are swimming around in this pool, and it's just interesting to note they're very different topics, but they're the same energy. They're holding the same level of truth in consciousness. So this is just an exercise in helping you align with truth in consciousness, power in consciousness, and putting things into context. Like, what holds truth? What holds no truth, right? Anything below 200 makes you go weak. It holds no truth, and it's going to keep you stuck in downward spirals or just keep you stuck in general. So the first one I love, and I think I've shared this before, but I'm going to share it again because it's very of the mind. So Socratic questioning calibrates at 420. And what it is to explore complex ideas, to get to the truth of things, to open up issues and problems, to uncover assumptions, to analyze concepts, to distinguish what we know from what we do not know, to follow out logical consequences of thought. So that is clearly of the mind. It's analytical and fun if you're into this. You know, I'm a bit of an analytical type. But once you understand consciousness calibrations, you don't need to go through Socratic questioning anymore, especially if you have a highly regarded and excellent person that knows how to calibrate things properly and doesn't let the lower mind and the egoic binds get in the way of clinical calibrations of things. So that's number one. Socratic questioning is swimming around in the pool of 420. This is another good one that's swimming around in the pool of 420 is the energy of making amends. And according to Wikipedia, Merriam-Webster.com, this is a dictionary, making amends is to do something to correct a mistake that one has made or a bad situation that one has caused. And this is part of Alcoholics Anonymous, is to make amends with people that you created bad situations in the lives of people you love and friends and family. I know I have friends that are unfortunately alcoholic. It's a horrible thing to have to deal with, but that's another topic. But to make amends is a powerful thing to do at 420. And the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is a superpower in consciousness at 540. Applying all the 12 steps, which I recommend in life in general, not just if you're an addict, because we all have addictive behaviors and I especially like to point out that victimhood is an addiction to lower consciousness and the lower mind and self-pity. So the 12 steps can help there in overcoming and transcending the energy fields of victimhood, which all calibrate below 200. So making amends, Brian has a little comment here, supports a healthy intellect. So I invite you to go out there and enjoy what you enjoy, love what you love. And if you don't feel like you can do that or that you really have anything that you love or enjoy, I just gave you some examples because I don't want you to feel obligated to love what you think you should love. And I want you to start where it's easy. So if you love football, have at it. If you love eating chocolate chip cookie dough, have at it. Maybe put the brakes on that, you know, but just enjoy it when you enjoy it and don't disparage yourself for loving it, right? You do not want to disparage yourself for loving what you love, enjoying what you enjoy. And I like to share this story. When I first had a quantum spiritual awakening back in 2003, it annihilated me on every front. I was in the dark night of the soul on 24 occasions over the course of 10 to 15 years. You know, once a year I'd go through this like 3 to 4 week period of enlightenment, super high levels of consciousness, and the dark encounters with negative attractor fields way below zero on the map of consciousness. So it was difficult for me to love anything, but I kind of intuitively knew I got to love something. What can I love right now? Because I couldn't love the world. I couldn't love humanity at the time. I was just literally, annihilation is not an overstatement of what it felt like to encounter what I had encountered. So way back then, I did my best to, I chose animals and my pets to love, as well as babies, because I intuitively knew that babies are coming here right from higher consciousness. They're coming from the pool of light that we all are. And it was that exercise and just loving on my pets and loving on children got me out of it. And this is kind of like choosing something that you love. This is 1,001 ways of being. I chose to love on pets, animals, and babies. It helped me out of the darkness. Now, if you've been following along with my 1,001 ways of being, well, let's get back to the animals and babies. It was easy for me to love on them, and I had to find something to love. So that's what I encourage you to do. Find something you love. It doesn't matter what it is. No one needs to know what it is. Just go with it. You don't have to tell anybody. God doesn't care. God just wants you to feel better and love what you love. And that's what this today's episode is all about. Embrace it because there's power 420. That's significant. Let me tell you, when most of the planet calibrates under 200 or operates under 200, 420 is a superpower. Use it. Like what I like to say is do the math, right? Do the math. Use it. Now, if you've been following along with my 1,001 ways to being of higher consciousness, I've already introduced you, and I do it every one of these episodes, to the powerful exercise of creating a list of rules to live by for you. And today's thing could definitely go on that list if you do it naturally anyways. If you already love what you love, enjoy what you enjoy, really kind of remember and bring it into your awareness, like, whoa, I love this, and it's beneficial to the entire world for me to love what you love and enjoy what you enjoy. Because you seriously are rippling out this frequency of 420 is very high, which offsets negativity in the world, offsets negativity in your immediate family and friends and work situation. You're offsetting negativity. So I like to say put a stake in the ground by writing it down because it's of higher consciousness to journal or write these things down. and acknowledging that this practice is significant and spiritually valid. Now, I don't want you to mistake this for being an obligation or something you should do to please God or anybody else, your parents, whatever, your significant other. You don't have to, no one has to know about it. It's best to even keep it to yourself because it just is going to affect everyone else without you having to share it, unless there's someone that you can share this type of thing with and not feel unsupported. And this is, so essentially when you feel obligated or like you should do anything, that's forcing yourself to do something which is energetically destructive. Forcing yourself is energetically destructive. Hence, Dr. Hawkins' first book is called Power versus Force. Force calibrates under 200. Power is 200 and above. So I know that Star Wars like to say, may the Force be with you. You don't really want that. You want, may the power be with you, not the Force. Let go of the Force and step into the power of it all. So I want to go back to forcing yourself to do something which is energetically destructive doesn't help. So start slow, which is what I did. I started slow with loving on my dogs. That was super helpful. And as you let go of the resistance of feeling like you should love something else, if you have resistance to loving your parents, as an example, which I do on occasion, this resistance to you feel like you should, it's an obligation. Forget that. That's no good. It's going to become easier and easier to love what you love and enjoy what you enjoy and step into something that you want to love, right? Don't obligate yourself to love or anything like that. And that's going to be next week's topic. We're going to talk about obligation. That's a good one. On next Thursday's 1001 Ways of Being to Let Go Of, we're going to talk about obligation. So anyway, back to creating a list of rules to live by for yourself, not somebody else, or to please somebody else, right? You're not here to please anybody else, which was last week, I think it was last week, seeking approval. Forget that. That's a negative energy field. That's forcing yourself to some degree. There is an upside to it and a downside to it. In this particular context, let go of seeking approval for anything. It's no good. So, according to consciousness calibrations, to create a list of rules to live by for yourself has an all dimensions calibration of 350, or 10 to the 350th power, which is the level of consciousness of one who is willing to accept they are the creator of their own experience and to take responsibility for their lives. That's high vibe, let me tell you. So with this in mind, I've created a little worksheet for you for your top 10 list of rules to live by that you can download on a link below the podcast or go to themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/rules-to-live-by, all one word. You can get that there. And I've got some great examples just to get you started on creating your list. And I am going to do an episode of my top 10 list just to give you an example of what I've done and the reasoning behind it, and understand that this, you know, with these 1001 ways, you're going to start aligning with things that feel good, and you're like, I want to put this on my list, you know, and you're going to take some off because you're done with them, you've already aligned with it, you've become it, and you're going to put some new ones on, some new ones to aspire to and work with. So that's it for this week's 1001 ways to being of higher consciousness. My name is Liz Garcia. I'll see you again next week. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your weekly dose of Higher Consciousness podcast or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called foundational basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, tools for transformation, high vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast. Or you can find it in a link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.